for inspiring this year. Racheli posted on the Edo's chat, and she sent out an article, which I looked up, and I was very surprised about. If you look here, it says that there's this fellow, Ellie Beer. I'm sure many people heard of him. He's the person who started the... one second. He's the person who started the United Hatzalah. And he was sick with the coronavirus for quite some time. And he was unconscious for a month, and he missed the entire Pesach. So the news here is, after missing Pesach while in the coma, United Hatzalah chief to hold Seder on Pesach Sheni. Tonight he's having a Seder. Right, so that's what it says here. The basic article here is what the Racheli posted. And it talks about the fact that, unlike other Yom Tovim, if you miss Yom Tif, the Overzmano Batal Karbanam, if you miss it, it's too late. However, Pesach is Pesach Sheni, and therefore he is keeping Pesach Sheni. He explains, in the time of the Bible, people who were impure and unable to celebrate Pesach, the rest of the nation received a second chance to celebrate it a month later on the 14th of Iyar. This is the only holiday in the Jewish calendar that has a moed bet, a second chance. That's how important the holiday it is. I wanted to take a little bit of time and to discuss whether or not there's any sense in what he's doing. If a person misses Pesach, do you have a right to make up Pesach again? For those of you who don't know, tonight is Pesach Sheni. Tonight, Thursday night, Friday, is the 14th of Iyar. And just like on the 14th of Nisan, they used to bring the Korban Pesach, and then they would eat the Korban Pesach the next day. So to here, we have this opportunity that according to this fellow, that if you missed Pesach because you were in a coma, you can make over again. That's what I wanted to talk about today. Today is Pesach Sheni. What is Pesach Sheni? What are we celebrating? Are we even celebrating, for that matter? The entire story of Pesach Sheni is told us not in this week's Parsha, but in Parshas Bahaloscha, which is around the corner. The Chumash tells us a story in number one on the sheet. There were people that were ritually impure. So these people come to Moshe and Aaron and says, it wasn't our fault. We couldn't bring a Korban Pesach. What are we supposed to do? Why should we lose out just because we were ritually impure? Why should we miss out on bringing the Korban Pesach this year? He said, Moshe says, well, you make a good point. Let me ask God. Let's see what he has to say about this. And with that, Vayedaber Adonai Moshe Lemor. Hashem says, "Dabra al bnei Yisrael, lemor ish ish ki at l'tamei l'nefesh, o b'derech rechoka l'chem, o l'dorasechem v'asa Pesach Adonai." If a person misses Pesach at any point in history, either because A, they were ritually impure, or B, second possibility, because they were far away, they weren't in the area of Yerushalayim to bring the carbon, what do you do then? He says, then Bachodesh Hasheni, Barba Asa Yom, Bein Rabbayim Yasu Asa Al Matzu Sumarom Yachuhu. You bring it on the 14th, and then you eat it on the 15th, a month later. You eat it just like you would have eaten it. You eat it with matzah, you eat it with maror. You miss the Korban Pesach the first time, you eat the Korban Pesach the second time. Same rules. You have to eat it the night by midnight. You can't break any bones. Not allowed to leave it over to the next day. Same rules as the first Korban Pesach. However, if the person had no excuse for missing it, too bad. And if somebody's a ger, that person, also same rules for them. Now, a few questions, sure. A few questions that we have from this. One question that we might want to ask is, why would I think that anything's different from Ger for Gerim? Just because someone's a Ger, they should have a different rule? Never got up
if
and
he,
says...
If he wasn't Jewish when the original Pesach came...
Excellent.
Maybe you can't make it up just because you became Jewish in the interim.
Alex is absolutely right. Alex says that unlike any other holiday, I might think, let's say someone was Megayer on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. The guy says, I want to convert just before Yom HaTzmaut. I don't want to miss it. So because of that, the person's going. And the reason he didn't bring the Karban Pesach on Pesach wasn't because he was Tameh. It wasn't because he was far away, but it also wasn't because it was his fault. It was because he wasn't Jewish. So the halacha is, if you weren't obligated in the first one, you're not obligated in the second one. An important thought, we'll keep that in mind. Who were these people that came forward to Moshe Rabbeinu to say, we didn't have an opportunity? So the Gemara in Sukkah has three opinions. First opinion is, who are they? If you remember, when Yosef passed away, he made the Jewish people, his family, promise when they leave, they would take his casket out of Egypt and bring it to Israel. And that's what they did, in fact. So therefore, throughout the time in the desert, there were people that were carrying the casket of Yosef. So those people were carrying the casket of Yosef. They were carrying a dead body. They were Tame. They were the people. That's opinion number one. Next opinion. Rabbi Akiva Omer Mishal ve'Elzafan Hayu. Who are Mishal and Elzafan? They were the cousins of Nadav and Avihu. If you remember Nadav and Avihu, they brought a carbon they weren't supposed to. And because they brought that carbon, they died. They died in the Mishkan. So they called on the cousins to take them out. So the idea was they had to take out the two dead bodies. They were Tameh. So they were the ones who came forward. Rabbi Yitzchak is of the opinion neither one makes sense. Why? When did they take Nadav and Avihu out of the Mishkan? They did it on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They did it on the Yom HaShmini of Miluim. So if that's the case, how long does it take to become Tahor again? A week. You go to the mikvah, you have the Parah Aduma on the third and seventh day. So they should have been ready for Pesach. Similarly, the people that were carrying Yosef, so also they could have put him away, they could have put him down, and also they wouldn't have been Tameh. So therefore, Rav Yitzchak is of the opinion neither of those make sense. So therefore, Rav Yitzchak says, rather there were regular people who came across a dead body. People die all the time. The person died on the seventh day of Tahara was an Erev Pesach day condition. So these are regular people. This happened all the time. Unfortunately, there is no good season for death. People die. So when people die, they have to be buried. There has to be a Chevra Kedisha. It's a tremendously wonderful mitzvah that these people do. And it's inevitable that there's going to be some people who won't be able to bring the Karban Pesach. There is a major disagreement between the Rishonim regarding the essence of the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. If you look at the Mishnah that Shlomo just skipped over in number 3, the Mishnah asks, is the Karban Pesach same or different than Pesach Sheni? So the Mishnah tells us, well, it's not totally the same. How do we see that? Well, it says, for starters, it says, Ma Bein, Pesach Rishon L'Sheni. What's the difference? A Rishon also B'Bal Yerah V'Al Yematze. For starters, when you eat the first one, you're not allowed to eat chametz with it. For those who make Pesach Sheni, are allowed to eat chametz that day. There's nothing wrong today being Pesach Sheni, eating chametz. You don't have to sell your chametz. It's all fine. V'hasheni matzah v'chametz imo. V'ba'arayis rishon to'on halo v'achiloso. Right? And the first thing you say halo. Right? When you see, well, you have to have a whole seder with it. The second one, you don't make a seder. Right? He says, v'hasheni eino to'on halo v'achiloso. But both of them have in common that they that you eat them with matzah, you eat them with maror, and in fact, you also, if it comes out on Shabbos, you can bring the carbon on Shabbos. Right? So Pesach Sheni, to a certain extent, we see it is a follow-up to Pesach Rishon. Many parts of the halacha is the same, right? The way that you eat it is the same. You eat it with matzah, you eat it with maror, you eat it, right, cooked the same way. That's all the same. However, it's not Pesach. You don't have to eat, you don't have chametz with it. Therefore, there is a basic disagreement as to what is Pesach Sheni. Is Pesach Sheni a subset of Pesach Rishon? Is that what's going on here? Is that, I have to bring a korban Pesach. I have two options. I could bring it on the first day, or I could bring it on the second day. That's one possibility. Or no, it's two different mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Pesach Rishon. There's a mitzvah to bring a Korban Pesach. And in the event that I didn't bring it, then I have a makeup. I have a second opportunity. I can do the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. That's the question that we have here. So let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam in number 4 begins to tell us what is the difference. So the Rambam says, "Mishahaya tamei b'shashchitas haPesach." If a person was impure, was unable to bring a korban Pesach, she'ein shochten alav, oshaya b'derech rechoka, or he was too far away, he couldn't bring it. Oh, ne'anas b'onas achir. There's some other reason. Oshoge v'lo hikri v'rishon harezim evig Pesach b'arba asal lechodesh hasheni b'en harabayim. Those people would bring the Korban Pesach today, right? They wouldn't bring it tonight. They'd bring it tomorrow afternoon. V'shchitas ha-Pesach zeh mitzvahs aseh b'fnei atzmo. He said, this mitzvah is a mitzvah unto itself. It's not a subset of Pesach Rishon, but its own mitzvah. She'ein ha-sheni tashlumen l'rishon. It's unrelated to the two to Pesach Rishon. It's its own mitzvah. You're not making it up, but it's just a different mitzvah that you can do if you didn't do the first mitzvah. So according to the Rambam, Pesach Sheni is its own thing. It's its own holiday, as opposed to the idea that will be a follow-up. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid, we don't have it here, but later on, the Ravid says this is actually a machokas in the Gemara. Two opinions, whether it is or not. And that's important for several reasons. If you tell me that Pesach Sheni is just a continuation of Pesach Rishon, if that is the opinion, well, then it only counts for one of the 613 mitzvahs. Pesach Sheni would not be a mitzvah. However, if you tell me that it's his own mitzvah, then it would count as one of the 613. So therefore, if you look at the Rambam in his list of mitzvahs, since he said it's not tashrumim, it's not a makeup, but its own mitzvah, he counts it as its own mitzvah. So we take what it says, a mitzvah nun zayin, the 57th mitzvah, for those of you keeping score at home, that would be a cantor kol, always counting the mitzvahs. Whoever did not have the opportunity to bring Pesach Rishon should bring Pesach Sheni. The Rambam says, you can ask a question against me. He says, but wait a second. Why am I counting this as a mitzvah? Isn't just one of the rules of Pesach? Yada makshe akushya sasha chomim kfar chilko bePesach Sheni who dino kedin Pesach Rishon who tziver nemar baatzmo. This is a discussion in the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Tzadi Gimel. That was in Piska Locha Shutzivoy Never Ba'atma. Chin Roy Limno So So Bifne Atzmo. And it says, Amu Chayiv Karis Al Rish, Amu Chayiv Karis Al Hasheni. If I had an accident and I couldn't bring one, but I could bring two, then I have a mitzvah to do it. Yivre Rav Nosson Amu Chayiv Karis Al Rish, Amu Potter Al Hasheni. Rav Hanan Yivre Akavi Amu Af Al Rish, Amu Chayiv Karis Al Im Kein Lo Asa Shneim. So he said, this is a discussion that they have there. And the bottom line is, he says, it's a mitzvah bifnei atzmo. It's its own mitzvah. It's not a makeup. Now, that machlokes is very basic and it's very important. Why is that such an important machlokes? Well, it kind of points to the following question. The question is as follows. In the event that you tell me that it's a makeup, oh, okay, then if somebody misses the first one, then part of the rule is that I can go back and I can do it, I can have a second chance. However, that's only if I assume that it is a makeup. On the other hand, if you tell me that it's not a makeup, well, then it's a holiday unto itself. So the question is Pesach Sheni a holiday? If Pesach Sheni is just a continuation of Pesach Rishon, then arguably it's not a holiday at all. Right, it's just one of the rules that in the event that someone did not do Pesach Rishon, then you can do Pesach Sheni. That is what. However, if you tell me it's its own holiday, well, then it has value unto itself, and one way or the other, it has a certain amount of holiness to the day. Why do I care whether Pesach Sheni is a holiday unto itself? Well, we haven't been in shul for a while, but everybody knows the most important halacha, far and away, that we have in shul is what? On what days don't we say tachanun? There is nothing more important than the days that we skip tachanun. So the basic machlokes is, do we or don't we say tachanun on Pesach Sheni? The Gemara in Chulin.
We don't.
In number 6. Says Kosov in Megillas Tanis Pischa Zeira the low mispaid. The Gemara says on Pesach Sheni, it's written in Megillas Tanis, and because it's written in Megillas Tanis, you're not allowed to have a hesped on this day. Now, what is Megillas Tanis? So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah explains to us what Megillas Tanis is. Megillas Tanis was a book that they used to have, that there were certain days which were worthy of celebration, right, where certain miracles happened, etc. And on those days, you obviously wouldn't say tachanun, you wouldn't have a hesped, you wouldn't eulogize people, you wouldn't say kel melei rachamim. And these were largely days that celebrated things that happened in the time of the bias, of the bias sheni, or in some cases the Bias Rishon, but these are all things that were great miracles that happened at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Unfortunately, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash anymore, and since we don't have a Beis HaMikdash anymore, the Gemara tells us that Megillas Tanis is no longer relevant. The Gemara says, Itmar, Rav and Rabbi Chanina Amri, Batl Megillas Tanis. Rav and Rabbi Chanina tell us that Megillas Tanis is batel, it has been eliminated. Rav Yochanan Yeshua ben Levi omer lo batel Megillas Tanis. However, Rav Yochanan Yeshua ben Levi disagreed. So Rabbi Chanina omer batel Megillas Tanis, harikava bizman sheye shalom yevasasam l'simcha. Ein shalom tzom. He says when they put it in only for good times. The base of the destroyed, no more good times, it's removed. So even the people who say that it was not bottled, they say, well, it does not really matter as long as we don't have a Beis HaMikdash.
Rabbi, I have a question.
Yes.
If Pesach Sheni is not a makeup holiday, but a holiday bifnei atzmo,
right?
Isn't it a little strange that it is applicable only to a certain group of people who were not able to do Pesach Rishon?
So that is
applicable to every Jew.
Yossi makes a wonderful point. Yossi says, wait a second, right? in the event that there's a, when there's a yontif is for everybody. We all have Hanukkah. We all have Purim, right? We all have Sukkot. We all have Pesach. We all have Shavuos. So how's it shayach that you're going to have a yontif that some people have it and some people don't have it? So the answer, that's a wonderful point, and it comes up with a very important answer. The answer is that there's a kind of a yontif bifnei atzmo, that there are certain times out there where an individual could have a holiday. For example, let's say hypothetically someone would have a baby, would be a sandik at a bris. That day is a yontif. On most fast days, the sandik gets the day off, the sandik gets to eat. Why? For him, it's a yontif. It's an individual yontif. When someone used to bring a karban in the Beis HaMikdash, right? That person would have a yontif. There was an isur malacha on that person. So there are certain yom tovim that are yontif tzibor, and there are certain yom tovim that are a yontif yachid. Now that's very important, because we said before that if it's tashlumim, so it's not a yontif. So what's worth celebrating? You don't celebrate a tashlumim. However, we said if it's not a tashlumim, if it's in fact a yontif bifnei atzmo, so that is a yontif, and that's worth celebrating. However, that might be true, as Yossi is pointing out, only to the person who's bringing the carbon Pesach and Pesach Sheni. For the majority of people, for all of us, none of us are bringing carbon Pesach today. So therefore, even though if I follow the Rambam and I say it's a yontif for everyone, but it's not a yontif for me, only for those people. Therefore, there is a major disagreement as to whether or not you're supposed to say Tachanun today. Most important. Shlomo, what does it say in the Sefer Minhagim Avidos?
I think that not to say it because we're davening at home.
But I think the general rule...
We didn't say it for a different reason is because the Korban's only brought during the day. So, meaning, even though the thing would technically start tonight, the chiyuv only really starts tomorrow.
So again, but the question, what about tomorrow? Do you say tachanun tomorrow?
Yes. Oh, no, sorry. But tonight you would. By mincha today you would say it, but tomorrow you wouldn't.
Right. So we'll get to that. So again, in Eidos, there's an important klal that we live by. It's called safek tachanun lahakel. There's ever a reason... We have never met a reason not to say Tachanun that we didn't like.
We are Hasidim.
Ah, at least as far as this is concerned. As far as this is concerned, yep. Right, we are as Hasidish as it comes. If you look at the Shari Tshuva in the side of the Shulchan Aruch, he talks about this idea of saying Tachanun. So he says, L'inyin tesva be'ir osen shenogu shelo lomar be'yadala b'shem pischa ze'ira. He says that even though some people don't say Tachanun on the 14th, everyone says on the 15th. It's a little strange. Why? Because if I brought Pesach Sheni, when would I eat it? I would bring it tomorrow afternoon, and I would eat it on Shabbos. So he says that really, you would have thought that the more important day for Pesach Sheni is the day, right? Think about Pesach Rishon. We bring the day that we bring Karban Pesach, we refer to that as Erev Pesach, which, you know, is a holy day, but not as much as the day that we eat it. So, but for whatever reason, he says that there are people who don't say it on the 14th, but they all say it on the 15th. He says, V'chein ha-minag be-kushta, this is the minag in Constantine, V'chein ha-minag be-eretz Mitzrayim, be-Mitzrayim, and in Israel, and in Egypt, Roma nefilas ha-payim b'tes vavir. They would all say it on the 15th. But it sounds that many people have the minag not to say it on the 14th. If you look at these Ishe Yisrael, a very important modern day sefer, he says Pesach Sheni Yud Dalet Iyar Hu Pesach Sheni. That's today. It was Masha Beis Hamikdash Hayakayim Mishalo Hikriv Korban Pesach B'Moado B'Yudava Nisan Hayav Chayv Lakri B'Yudava Iyar. Ubayo Mahazeh Ein Omrim Tachanun. Ach, B'Tesvav Omrim. B'Chein B'Milchol Shalofanav Yud Gimel Yer Omrim. Ach, Hamnatzeach Yamcha Hashem Omrim. He says, however, as Shlomo said, even though the minig is for many people not to say it tomorrow, you still say it today. Why? Because the whole reason that you don't do it by mincha is because that's only the case where the yontif begins by night, as is typical. In the rare cases like here, where the Korban Pesach wouldn't be brought till tomorrow afternoon, therefore, the day before, we still say tachanun. And he says, and in the, but we would say Rav Natzeach between Ashrei and Volatzion tomorrow. And also, if it was a Monday or a Thursday, we say Kerach HaPayim. That is what he quotes. However, if you look in the footnotes, he says, Ayin Orchos Rabbeinu Omid Sanchez HaChazon Ish Omer Tachanun Pesach Sheni. The Chazon Ish, he was had the minute that he did say Tachanun on Pesach Sheni. Now, you might think that's the Chazon Ish. Yossi, you knew the Chazon Ish at all. Right? The Chazon Ish, he was the type of guy you got the impression that if he had the opportunity, he would say Tachanun on Shabbos.
Correct.
A real
He was very machmer. He was very machmer on everything.
Right. So that was the impression that you got. But the truth of the matter is, it wasn't that much. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, who's usually a Mekel, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Pesach Shinu Rochosh Vuhu Pelo Minag Asvardim Shlo Ripol Bo. So he says clearly that the Minag Ashkenaz is to say Tachanun on Pesach Sheni. The Minag Svard is not to. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan, who's a pretty laid-back guy says. In Yeshiva here in YU, we do say Tachanun on Pesach Sheni the whole time. But again, that's the idea of the minhag Ashkenaz. There is a second minhag that people have on Pesach Sheni nowadays, and that is to eat matzah. Right? How many people here have the minhag to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni? Yitzhak, eat matzah on Pesach Sheni. When you remember.
I do.
Right? No, Yossi. You eat on Pesach Sheni. We can't hear you. For some reason you're muted, even though it doesn't seem
mute me. It's Shlomo. I don't, but my wife does. She's the Seder. I'm in the Snagit.
Oh, okay. You know, you learn something new every day. See?
Exactly.
Right? So, in fact, the Hasidish Minog is to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni. It's a little bit of a strange mitzvah, as we said, because on Pesach Sheni, when would you eat the matzah? If you're bringing it, you would have eaten it on the second day, on Shabbos, not on Friday. So, but for whatever reason, there's different Hasidish minhagim. If you look at the Netta Gavriel, he says some Hasidim eat matzah on Yudalim, some Hasidim eat it on Tezvav, and other Hasidim eat it on both. Those are the different minhagim that people hear. However, once again, if you look down, it says be'ikar adover b'sefer archas rabbeinu. If you look at the Chazon Ish, Ish haChazon lo hayadaito nochem moshe ochem matzah bePesach Sheni. He said that this is wrong. There's no such mitzvah. And the Chazon Ish thought it was usher to eat. He thought it was wrong. People do it. Aval Gisa Baal kills Yaakov, his brother-in-law, his type where he did eat matzah. So, in fact, that's the story that he said he would eat it in the afternoon at the time of the Korban Pesach. He would make sure to eat matzah. That was the minhag of the Stipler Gaon. So we have these two minhagim. The bottom line is, at this point, the whole idea of Pesach Sheni is a little shaky. Because Pesach Sheni, as we said, it's not, we're not having the Seder. Right? We're not having the... We're not getting rid of the chametz, right? We're not drinking the arba kosos. We're not eating the marah, right? We're not doing anything bisman hazeh.
We don't have Korban Pesach.
Correct. We don't have the Korban Pesach. Once you don't have the Korban Pesach, there's really nothing to talk about. So what is it? What is this idea of Pesach Sheni that's so exciting? So it's interesting, there's two approaches. What is with the Lubliner in the Preet Tzadik writes about the hashkafic importance of Pesach Sheni. And he writes, Hinei anoshim ha-yutvei le-nefesh adam ha-yu anoshim tzadikim. He said, whoever these people were, they were great tzadikim. Oshay Mishal ve-eltzofon, Oshay Nosei Aron Shal Yosef, these are people who had no obligation whatsoever to bring the carbon. So why push yourself? You don't have to do it. You got the year off. Congratulations. Here they come in yelling. Why are we any worse? You weren't obligated, and yeah, you don't have to do it. He said they wanted to do the mitzvah together with everybody else. And the problem was that everyone else got to go bring a korban and not them. He said, wait a second, he said, because you prayed from the depths of your heart. Let me say, because you have such a deep desire to come close to God, God, in fact, will turn around and he will come to me and tell me what to do. I am sure of it. And because they had this desire not to miss out, they have such a desire to come close to God, that's what led to this mitzvah. And this is something for us, people that are so far away from holiness, right? Somebody who is in a low level of impurity, or someone who's far, far away from where they're supposed to be. And all of a sudden, they have a desire, and they say, listen, I want to get close to God. There's always an opportunity. So even though that really technically Pesach Sheni doesn't affect us anymore, unfortunately we did not get an opportunity to bring a carbon of Pesach, therefore we can't bring a Pesach Sheni. What if the Beis HaMikdash would be brought today? If the Beis HaMikdash was brought today, would we be able to bring the carbon Pesach? So the probable answer is not, as we'll see, because we said about the Ger. Right? Alex pointed out the Ger who did not have the opportunity to bring the carbon Pesach Rishon, does not bring a Pesach Sheni if he just became Jewish then. So to us, who couldn't bring a Pesach Rishon, due to no fault of our own, there's no direct fault of our own, right? Therefore, Pesach Sheni is not relevant to us this year. Right? Next year, hopefully next year, the Beis HaMikdash will be built. And after it's built, you know, some people will have to miss for whatever reason. Fine, then we can get on with this. But it's irrelevant to us. Yeah, technically it's irrelevant, but philosophically it's very relevant. Philosophically, we all find our places with ourselves time to time very far from where we're supposed to be, right? Either our stage in life has taken us on a path that's far from where we what we're meant to be. Maybe we've all gone through a stage like that at some point or another, or we just feel far. Right? We're all having a difficult time now. There's a depression. We don't feel close. We're not in the shul, right? Thank God. Had a board meeting yesterday. We're working to getting ourselves back to shul, hopefully in the near future. But it's been a while. It's been too long. It's already 2 months, right? Right? Because it's been a month till Pesach, and there was a month before that till Purim. And the idea, it doesn't make a difference. No matter how far you are, God is always there. If you want to come back, there's room to come back. So philosophically, it's very important. It's interesting to note that the Hasidim nowadays, for sure, are very into Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is a very big day. You go to Meiron, you slaughter a lamb, you get a haircut. It's a very big deal. Why? Because it's the Hilula of the Rashbi, of Shimon Bar Yochai. The truth of the matter is, years ago, it wasn't such a big thing. Pesach Sheni used to be a very big thing. Why? Because it's the Yahrzeit of, does anyone know? Rav Meir Balanes. Right, tonight is the Yahrzeit of Rav Meir Balanes. And that was another reason that people were very excited about Pesach Sheni, because it was the equivalent of the Lag BaOmer those days. So hashkafically, philosophically, spiritually, right, today's an important day because of Pesach Sheni. Halachically, though, it's not. Halachically, you can't make it up. So Rav Schechter, actually, in his most recent coronavirus psak, right, put out the following and give you the English here. I have no idea what he's talking about, but it seems to be eminently relevant to the Seder that Eli Beer is having. A group of rabbis in Israel recently made a request to the prime minister to support their efforts to bring a Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni, the 14th of Iyar. There's a disagreement in the Talmud Yerushalmi whether Korban Pesach is brought on Pesach Sheni if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. The Rambam rules based on the Talmud Bavli that the Korban Pesach is only brought on Pesach Sheni if the majority of the Jewish people already brought the Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon in a state of purity. Since in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, no Korban Pesach was brought on Pesach Rishon, there's no significance to the holiday of Pesach Sheni. And indeed, the Minhag Asher is to say Tachanun on the 14th of the year. The Minhag Sfard is to omit Tachanun on the 14th of the year, but this is only remembrance to the periods when the Beis HaMikdash was in existence. And the Korban Pesach would have been brought on that day. However, all would agree that there is no possibility of bringing the Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni when there's no Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon. Accordingly, while we all pray for a speedy redemption and rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, my hope is that the government will not allow the bringing of Pesach Sheni, as it will only will not be a valid Korban. Similarly, the Chalons in Israel is opposed to the practice of eating matzah on the 14th of the year. Some who have advised those who are ill and unable to eat matzah on Pesach to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni. However, this is incorrect, as the mitzvah of eating matzah is limited to Pesach Rishon and cannot be made up on Pesach Sheni. Even at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, matzah was only eaten on Pesach Sheni in conjunction with the Korban Pesach. Certainly nowadays, in the absence of Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash and Korban Pesach, there is no benefit to eating matzah independently on Pesach Sheni. So again, I am not sure what the first half is about. I tried to look it up online. And there is these people who hold themselves to be the Sanhedrin, who somehow or another think that they should bring a Pesach Sheni. They're trying to replicate what happened in the time of Chizkiyahu. These people, it's always a nice idea, I guess, to remember. But obviously, you can't bring a Pesach carbon nowadays at all Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. But in fact, as Rav Shatta points out, Pesach Sheni is only about the carbon. And even if it's about the carbon, it doesn't affect us nowadays. Unfortunately, the rover of the people, nobody brought Pesach Rishon. And since nobody brought the Pesach Rishon because there was no Beis HaMikdash, then there can't be a Pesach Sheni. So Pesach Sheni is an important day. It's an important day that tells us that there's always second chances. That's great. It's the Hilula of Rav Meir Balanes. That's also wonderful. That's also great, right? We should do a Zecher Mikdash. We should try to remember what happened. Very nice as well. However, you say Tachanun? If you're a Svardi, you don't. If you're a Chassid, you also don't. You eat matzah? If you're a Chassid, you do. If you're not a Chassid, eat whatever you want. See if I care. Have a good time. But in terms of the halal...
What about us Svardim?
What?
What about us Svardim? We eat matzah.
Okay, so Svardim should eat it. If that's your minhag, you eat the matzah. Do you eat soft matzah or hard matzahs?
Hard.
You eat pita. You eat Persian pita. You don't eat matzah.
Perry, you ever get those?
No.
No? There are people who make them nowadays.
Probably New York, but I'm sure not Denver.
Los Angeles,
yeah. Okay, Maybe for next year, we'll talk to people. We'll see what we can arrange.
Good.
So, I've heard people say it's delicious. The hard ones, not as much.
No, it's the soft ones. I've heard the same.
Right. The Harman's more of an acquired taste, shall we say.
Right. Yeah.
Like cardboard. Yeah. So that's the story. So this fellow, Eli Beer, I'm very happy that he feels better. And I wish him a refuah shleima, and he should keep up his good work. This Seder is happening. If he wants to sit around the table and drink wine, he should do that. But I hope he's not making a bracha on the matzah, because that would not be appropriate. All right. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos.
Anyway, Rap, I saw a video that he was making Kiddush.
Yeah. Imamish made Kiddush? Shema Malchut?
I could send you the clip.
It was all a publicity stunt to raise money for Hatzalah. The poor guy was near death. He was in the hospital for 4 weeks. Give him a break. Let him be happy. Make Kiddush, whatever, you know.
Hi.
You're right on, Yossi. You're right on, right. Yossi.
I'm looking at David Jeff. I'm just trying to see if that's a Rabbeinu Tam tefillin he's wearing.
No, it's Rashi tefillin, but for some of us, it's a new day. But I was going to, hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, David.
Hello, Gadon.
Hello, David.
Hello, Gadon and Gadon. Are you saying Tachman today?
No, not talking today, but with God's help, I'm going to go catch a minion to say Kaddish. I do have yahrzeit for my father, so I found a minion outside where I can go have the almond here. So.
How come you're wearing tefillin on Pesach Sheni?
I think for all the reasons.
Hi,
that,
Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle.
Yucca down deep. All right. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.